thing is just old.
Right.
We do.
We do have to reestablish a quorum.
We need to reestablish a quorum.
Okay.
Very more.
Alex?
Yes, we're here.
Carter? Present.
Present.
Carter?
Yes.
Harrison? Jay?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Michaels?
Yes, here.
Mitchell?
Here.
Cowart?
Present.
Okay, we're back in open session. I've drafted a resolution authorizing acquisition of the property along Lincoln Avenue to be acquired through eminent domain. I would ask that, obviously I will send this to the state's attorney for their review to make sure. I actually used the eminent domain resolution we used on Curtis Road to draft this resolution, kind of cut and paste with that one. But I will send it to the state's attorney for their review prior to the February the 18th county board meeting, but I would ask that after the state's attorney review the resolution, that it be passed on to the county board, I'm sorry, on the 19th.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff, this is the Redstone.
That's the old one.
Yeah.
That's the one I used this draft. Here's the good one, sorry. They both look the same, imagine that, except they have different language. My apologies, there you go. I was looking at them, like, those dates don't match. All right, sorry about that.
So this is revised one, huh?
This is the actual one for Lincoln Avenue. The one I passed around before was the, the model I used from Curtis Road, exactly, thank you. But basically, this one says that, you know, the city is the lead on the project, the county engineer is the lead negotiator. There was an agreement that the county shall pass legally sufficient resolutions for acquisition by eminent domain. Interest of the public, good faith negotiations to acquire the property has not yet resulted in an acquisition from all the affected property owners, because we do have one that we have, or two, I guess, that we have settled with. And you find it appropriate and necessary to acquire these to complete the project. It states the statute that gives you the ability to do that. And if we are unable, so what happens now is there's what is referred to as the 60-day letter by statute. We have to send out notice to the landowners that after you guys pass the resolution, this would be that we will continue to negotiate in good faith for 60 days, but after that 60 days has passed by, then we would proceed with court proceedings and eminent domain. So we're still looking at, you know, March, middle of April before we ever really even start eminent domain proceedings.
Okay, Diane?
I have a question here. Since they've all comboed together also, I know that these are the individual landowners, but do you also need to put in, do they have a name for that group that they've, okay.
Do we need a motion?
Can I make a suggestion for the motion? I would suggest that maybe along the lines of, in order to keep the Lincoln Avenue project moving forward, the Highway Committee recommends that a resolution for eminent domain be prepared for the county board meeting, that you're not voting on that resolution.
Right.
That sounds good.
I would make a motion.
Mm-hmm.
You made that motion.
Yes. That we prepare.
I will second that motion.
Okay, if we move in second, go for discussion.
Well, I would just say that I do think it's important, as Chris had indicated a while ago, that at some point, people need to understand that there are limits for all of us, and that we feel as a committee that we have, up to this point, done as best as we can for the betterment of Champaign and Urbana.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, you could.
It's not necessarily 100%, but what would the state of Illinois do with this? If they had this appraisal and made the offer, what would they do?
The state of Illinois typically settles very, very close to the appraised value. 35 would mean it would have been in their vocabulary.
Okay. Thank you.
That gives them an opportunity to save face.
We're being more than fair.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, thank you.
Anybody unhappy?
Right, you're right about that.
Brett was on the committee. There probably should be some conversation. Somebody will vote to pull him out. That's right, we don't have a resolution.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so a couple things under other business. Mr. McGuire asked me to talk about the Tuskegee Airmen signs. The seven signs, thank you, Bill, for coming, appreciate it. The seven signs that are on the non-interstate roadways, all the appropriate.
Yeah, I'd give it back.
Permits have been filled out and sent to the state. I would assume I'll get those back next week because they actually filled them all out, sent them to me for signature, and I sent them back middle of this week. So, and the signs are on order to put those seven signs up on the non-interstate roadways. The interstate roadways, do we know what happened to the resolution that was passed at the January board meeting as far as where that's at requesting the legislature to?
It was sent, certified copy, which was sent to all the legislators.
So I got a call from Rodney Davis's office about it, so I assume somebody's.
He's the only one out of all of them that probably read it.
And that's US.
He was already working on it.
Is this, you have to go to US Congress or is it Springfield?
No, state.
No, Springfield.
Because he's, you know, he's congressman.
Yeah.
Well, I've been talking to Jennifer Rodney's office because she emailed me and asked me about it and she said to contact you.
Yep, they did.
Trying to figure out what, how you would work it out to, you know, are you going to try to work with them to figure out, are you going to go out and try to put up one of the signs as you're trying to do a presentation? Have they talked to you about that? I mean, I've told them to get ahold of ROTC because obviously they were involved in it. I know they're working with the guy that came and discussed it with them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to put one of the signs up, if that's going to be part of the thing or just have one of the signs available for whatever.
Well, the signs that go on the interstate will probably be much larger than the signs that go on the non-interstate roads. The signs on the non-interstate are 24x48. The signs on the interstate would probably be much larger.
Actually, he said that in his presentation that the interstate signs had to be larger.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, if we get a sign, we get it available for whatever, you know. I mean, it's easier for us to deal with you most of the time.
I'm sure we'd love to have one at Exit 250.
And then have, you know, whatever celebration or whatever this event is going to be, I'm kind of.
Lorraine, may I ask a question?
So are you sure you have the right font?
Well, yeah, it's all been approved.
Since they changed fonts.
I'm very supportive of this, and as a result, I would like to see these signs look good over time.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, who, is there a mechanism in place to make sure that these signs are maintained?
The ones on the non-interstate, we have the responsibility to take care of them from here until eternity.
Okay.
The interstate ones, I don't know how all that plays out because I've never been involved in something like that. If the state will actually put them up and maintain them, I assume they would if the legislature passes some kind of dedication that the state would be responsible for those, not the county.
Thank you.
So that's what I know right now. I don't know what I should or need to be doing in order to push through the interstate ones. I was thinking that was more of a political issue than an engineering issue. So I was kind of laying back and letting your group and whoever persuade the legislature to approve that.
It's the chance, middle of the week, when we had the meeting with the legislators. Had that at the end.
I don't know.
Rah-rah.
That whole process, I don't think we have much control over, especially getting the signs up. But I doubt, I mean, you know, I have friends in IDOT, but I think we have more luck working, you know, through the county and getting those signs.
Right.
And then whatever presentation or whatever they set up here with Rodney Davis and everything, I think we have more control over in trying to get that accomplished when the county, when you have a county sign to put up. I mean, and she was talking about doing it this month because it's African American.
Black History Month?
Black History Month.
It's Black History Month.
Yeah, so I'll try, I'll call her and ask her.
Yeah, we should have the signs for the non-interstates within a couple of weeks. I mean, the special signs, we had to order them, but we have ordered them.
Okay, she might call you and ask you when they might be able to schedule something. And of course, then everybody else has got to be scheduled too, right?
Right.
If they get a date.
I think that's good though, Jeff. I think as soon as we can get those signs and at least get some put up, don't have to have them all put up, that we could have something to show and try and encourage the state to maybe.
Do you want to have some kind of, for lack of a better term, ribbon cutting when we put these initial signs up or some kind of ceremony?
Jennifer, I think Rodney's office is, and this guy is the one that's driving all these things, but that's what I think would be great. I mean, the ROTC's there and the band and, you know, just the whole.
Big show.
This is a pretty significant thing.
Sure.
As far as, this is national. I mean, this is, if we could get a couple of these guys to fly in, that'd be even better, but.
It would be nice to get the Visitors Bureau on board.
I'm sure they're.
Tourism.
The museums had them there several years ago.
They've been through a war and they're tough, but eighty, ninety years old.
Are you listening?
Yeah, am I listening? What'd you say?
Right up there with me now.
I hate to say it, they might be. Mr. Carter.
Yeah, I think, I've been talking to Mr. Gorm quite a few times. I think he's told me there's like only a dozen of them left. Now, there was a couple that have passed away even since he made his original presentation to the county board. So the numbers are shrinking swiftly.
I just emailed Scott Bennett, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be.
Just to make sure he got it.
We better get on the ball then.
Yeah, indeed, so, okay. I don't have anything else for other business.
Okay, we need approval of the closed session minutes for January 8th, 2016.
Motion approved.
Okay, it's been motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No one opposed? Okay. No chairs report?
Who seconded that motion?
Mr. Carter.
Carter.
You seconded, right?
Okay, so we just have the resolution that goes to the full board or?
Number eight, the appropriating MFT dollars is the only thing that was on the consent agenda. And the, we'll be drafting a resolution for the board meeting for the Lincoln Avenue. When do you need that by, Deb?
And there's a procedural question. Do we need to, do you have a closed session on the county board agenda to talk about the basis for that?
We never have to have a closed session on an agenda.
I mean, no, I'm sorry.
If it relates to an agenda item.
Is it, let me rephrase that. Is it likely that we want to have a closed session as a result of that?
To explain it.
What we can do is put highway last on the agenda. And we can have a closed session on.
Welcome to Thursday.
But the resolution will clearly, people will know. I mean, the resolution's clearly going to stay.
Right, okay, no, that's fine. I mean, if we're going to talk dollars.
Yeah.
I think we should have a closed session to talk about the basis for the, I think county board members are going to be more comfortable with it once they've heard the numbers.
Sure. I will definitely be in attendance.
Crazy question, would you ever start with a closed session? Like.
Instead of people being wore out before we get there?
No, I just wondered. Oh.
This information.
No, no, just a inquiring minds want to know question.
This information gave us in closed session, have to go back to.
It's all in my email, so it's public domain.
They don't get lost in all the papers that's rolled back. Thank you.
Do you need the resolution back?
Well, wait, what was that you just, I'm sorry, can I hear that again about email?
Somebody asked me if those were needed to come back. I said it's all public domain because it was in my email.
It's not FOIA-able if it's the work product of negotiations.
Even the emails back and forth negotiating?
I think it's protected because it's negotiation, right? There's a work product.
So I guess everything needs to be put back in the middle.
Have a fire.
You can have it.
We'll shred it.
Even the resolution.
Anybody want a new?
No, the resolution, well, yeah, because it's not. The resolution, I think, is public because it's presented at the open meeting. It's part of the record of the open meeting. Yeah, the resolution. Right, right. But yeah, that's not secret because it was shared in open session, therefore it's part of the record. But the negotiations, I believe, would be non-FOIA-able until there's a resolution.
Gotcha.
Go kill another tree, Jeff.
Well, how you know what you?
I can reuse a lot of that for our closed session at the board meeting, so I'll just re-put it back together. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all in here.
Okay, is there anything else the committee like to discuss? Need a motion to adjourn here.
So, a motion.
Motion and second by Mr. Carter. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Does anybody want a News Gazette? I read it this morning.